from a bris. There's clearly here the tamne tumas mashkin brevius. There's local like tumas mashkin brevius. That's all, but it's not the mashu. It's not considered like a mayan. Roikar mashenkin, the spit that comes out. Zoyva, the actual zav itself, or name ragla, the urine. That's metame tumachamuro becholshu. That has a loch like a mayin, and that's mamish tummy with a cholshu. You see clearly that the chol of a venish, even according to Rava, is a stamishnia, is not called like a mayin. So Sa'akud Rava before said that the chol of ish is called like a mayin. Now, if you are going to tell me now the mokum chol of mayin, then chol of namin nitma tumachamuro becholshu, kizayvai, that, kizayvai v'raikai, that Akama makes a chiluk between the milk and the roik of his oivoi. Elish Ramin, here it's a clear proof that mokum chol of isha, that the breast, when they give off in the isha, nurses milk, lav mainu, it's not called like a well of a body. It's not called like part of it, like echa nevereo. But rather, it's only stam called mashka coming out of the body. So it's a kasha then. So it's only called regular mashka, then the churid needs a hechsher, with kabo tumma. So what's Pshan, the Mishnah before that said, Ben Lerotzen, Ben Shle Lerotzen, Havaminer is, even though the Isha says she doesn't want to nurse right now, she's not Nicha with the milk coming out at all, so why is the tummy then? If you tell me now it needs a Hechsh, Lekabel Tumma, so if it comes out Shle Lerotzen, why is the tummy? If it would have been a mine, it would be good. But now we're saying it's not a mine, it's not called like a well, it's not called like Reikoi Bezoivoi. So then why do we say Shle Lerotzen's tummy? Was the Yochi saw Kasha? How must this not brisa? The Yom Rav Rava says that Matama ben Rotzen ben Shlele Rotzen. So what's the stira? How is the Tam even Shlele Rotzen? So Gemara answers: Mi Sabra, do you really think? Who told you Pshat is that Shlele Rotzen the Yom LeNichalei? That she's really saying she's not happy with the nursing, as if to say then there's no Hechsh LeKabel Tuma, and she'd only be Tama because it's a Mayan. No. I tell you, my Shlele Rotzen. You know what Shlele Rotzen means? The Yama the Daita the Tinik crave of the Gabi Cholov. It only means to say that even though she doesn't say clearly she's happy with the nursing, we say most probably the mother is happy, and most times when the milk comes out, the father, the mother is happy that the kid nurses. So we say in ourselves that most probably in her mind she's happy the fact the kid nurses. There's Shlele Rotzen just means minastam generally. Generally talking, she's happy the fact the milk goes to the kid. Enochanami. But what's going to be? Avol Omar lenichalei tor. Enochanami. The mother didn't speak out clearly and say, "I'm not happy with this nursing. I don't want the milk to come out now." And then the milk does come out. Enochanami. Then that milk will be tor. Then the kid will not become tummy. Because if she's not nichalei, enochanami, that's halacha. Is not hukshal kabel tumah, then it will not be tummy. Tenechnami, tak is called like a regular mashka, and this milk needs a hechshla kabotumam, and the hechshla is from the first dodim, the first drops that come out. And it will be completely shlele rotzen nechnami, then it will not be tamei. But here shlele rotzen just means minaskam, generally, but not that she says she doesn't want. Then the Mishnah says, Orchol oichlin tameyim. Mora says, Lomili shia, smashma, you have to wake the echil's pras. What does the Mishnah mean to say? Tiktoni v'shor, or Ravuli really says the Hokiton, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Ochal oichlen tmeim, if a man eats this food that's tamei, or else v'shosh shamashkin tmeim, he drinks liquid that's tamei, or else v'shosh revias yayin, he drinks revias yayin, v'shosh v'achilosan u'v'shtiyosan v'achilos pras, even though he has an interval in between, as long as he only waits from the beginning until the end, the shir of the achilos pras, and then v'nichnas l'migdish chayif. But not that the Mishnah means to say you have to wait. The Mishnah means to say just if you wait, even though you waited this year of the Echidus Pras, as long as you didn't wait longer than that, the Sol Mitzarif and the Maitz is called one Achila, and therefore, if you go into the Beis Hamikdash, you'll be Chayiv, and now let a drink of Revias Yain, and then you go into the Beis Hamikdash. So even though you drank the Revias with an interval, as long as you didn't wait more than Echidus Pras, then you'd be Chayiv. Then it says the Mishnah of Lezuay Mano, he says by Yayin, if you have any interval, or you put some water, you potter. Tor Rabbonin, the Pasuk says, Yayin v'sheicher al teish. You're not allowed to drink wine, or beer, or strong wine, and then go into the Beis Hamikdash v'shechayiv, and you chayiv misa. Yochel, I would have thought to say afilu kolshu, no matter even a small amount of wine, and I would have thought to say afilu megita, even fresh wine that you just pressed now, within the first 40 days. Talmud Lomino, the pasuk says v'sheicher, it has to be strong wine. It means more than 40 days old, and an amount that can make you shikr. It has to be at least a revius. Is a nosivele kadele shakir. You have to drink enough to make you shikr. Fekama kadele shakir. How much is it that can make you shikr? Revius yain. You have to drink at least a revius wine. And also ben mem yon. It has to be at least 40 days old. That's the pshat on yain v'sheicher. In Cain, if so, matam ulemi yain. Why is the pasuk have to say the word yain? Let it just say the word shikr. If all this is included in the word sheker, means strong wine, and wine that can make you shikr, so let it just say the word sheker, don't need the word yain altogether. Is matam ulemi yain. So Marissa says the word yain, leimlof teach like this, shemulfarin olov kol shu. That the mice, there is a lav, no matter how much you drink, then go to the Beis Hamikdash, they're over lav. Misa you only get if you drink a revius. But there's a lav not to drink any little bit and go inside the Beis Hamikdash. O Misarin olov Megita, who would then, if you drink fresh wine also, you're over lav. Enechnami, that's why it says the word yayin. Hey Sheikh is no get to the Chiv Misa. Yoni Chayiv Misa, if you drink a revius of strong wine, that can make you shikha. If you drink less than a revius. Or you drink light wine, fresh wine, and echami in azor there is. And the lav there is, not misa. That's why it says the word yain also. Yeah. All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side. Yeah. Now, Rabbi Yudah says yain. Ein liyel yain. Maybe yoni chayv if you drink wine. Sham mishtak. And how do you know other strong drinks like schnapps? Minayin. Talmud, the pasuk says v'sheicher, must be anything strong. It came and saw matam lemi. I wanted to say wine for him. So Yehuda Dashin al ha'yayin b'misa. Only if you drink wine and you go to the Beis Hamikdash, are you chayiv misa. V'yal sham mashkem b'yazorim. If you drink schnapps and go to the Beis Hamikdash, you only chayiv alav, not misa. That's Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda's drasha. Rabbi Lezer leimer yayin al tesht v'sheicher al tishtev. Both of them. Kedera shech rusai. You can't drink it, that will make you shikr. Hoyim hifsik boy, that's a beauty, that's a blessing, eat the Mishnah. But if you make a break in between, or in Nostan Toychumay, put a little bit of water into it, koshu is potter, that's a blessing, shita. That you have to drink a complete revius without a stop, then you chayiv, otherwise you potter. So Moran says, what's the machlegis here? But my figure, what's the machlegis over here? Tanakam is sova, Tanakam holds. Kamrinan Sheikha Sheikha Minozer. I learn out Sheikha Sheikha Minozer. Just like over there, it's also any type of strong drink. Here also, it's also any type of a strong drink. It means a strong drink, it means Sheikha. If you have Yehuda, loyal of Sheikha Sheikha, just learn out Sheikha Sheikha Minozer. If you have Yehuda old, you only chayv on wine, not on other strong drinks. If you have Lezer Savar, Ma Sheikha Midi Du Meshaker. Sheikha means has to be a strong drink that makes you shikha. And you have to drink a whole revius without a stop. You put some water in, you take a stop, you'll be potter. But as Chaman knows, who's the goal I caught a time down, we learned. All called the veil of kilo. Somebody eats a strong dates from the place of the kilo. Or vishasa dvasha, you drink honey. Or cholov or milk. For nichlas the midge, go to Beis Hamikdash, for shimish, do the avoid there. Like you get malchus. The Koran Chaman, it's like a beauty shita. That he holds what? If you holds that yayin means wine. How do we know shamish takrim? Tam lema v'sheicher. And he learns on wine you get malka, you get misa, and on anything else that makes you shikr, any other strong drink, it's a lav. That's a yudashit. If you drink strong honey or strong milk, it also be over lav. Omer Rav Yehuda, Baruch Hussoi, Halacha Karebi Lezer. We take a pasuk of Rebbe Lezer that Yoni Chayiv Misa, we drink the whole revius without a stop. The Kori Rav Olo, Rav called upon him, the Rebbe Lezer, Tovina de Chachimi, like the best one, the smart one of the Chomim, because he passed like him. Ravacha de Hutzo, Ravacha was in Hutzo. Heavy Nidro Lo de Vesua. He had a nether upon his wife could have no hano from him. And now he wanted to go be mata the nether. Ezosla came to Ravashi, so Ravacha came in front of Ravashi. Omelet Ravashi told him, Zil Idna, go away today, the Sulumach come back tomorrow. Because it was now Yom Tif, and it was after 8 the Suda ready. The Rav loy muki yamor loy miyoy mitav lechavrei v'shem shichras. Like if the rab already ate the suda on yomtiv, some zami drank wine also, he already can't paskin anymore. So if all the people don't come to ask him any shalos until tomorrow, if the shichras goes away. Omalei ayv omar rab riyos alochak rab leza. That we hold like Reb Lezer, it's only us, if we drink a whole revius without any water in it. Omar hu de korami beimaya, aye, when you drank your wine, you had some water inside it, so as though you let a paskin. Omalei, he said to my fears, holakak tes nakasha, hob revius, hob yesem achle revius. When does Reb Lezer say if you have some water in the yapotar? That's only if you only drank a revius of wine. But if you have more than a revius of wine there, even though there's some water in there, still you be chayiv. He drank more than revius of yayin, therefore he held the kin paskin. Torah Rabban went like this. The pasuk says la havdil bein hakodesh ben acholik. You have to drink in the wine. It says you should not paskin these shilas. Elu hadomim v'erchin charama v'gdeshes. Means you can't paskin to know how much money you have to pay for erchin or charama v'gdeshes. Bein hatomim bein hator elu tmeis hatoros. You can't paskin shilas of tmeis hatoros if you're a shik if you drank the revius yayin. Any psak you can't paskin. It's called achukim ele medrashos. Can't even dash a medrashos. That would also come today. Rashi says shadorshim bepirkin iser l'shtui also l'shtui yayin sheish b'maror. Because drashos also have psakim from it. So you can't say even drashos out if you shika if you drank revius yayin. Then the pasuk says a shadibra Hashem. So alocha b'yedma even alocha mashmitzin you shouldn't say over. So halacha, the Yad Moshe, that Talmud even Gemara, you shouldn't say over when you drank revius yayin. Yachai was able to say af haMishnah, even though we don't paskin from the Mishnah, maybe Mishnah also. Talmud, the pasuk says lohayros, you can't say over things only that you can paskin from. But since we don't paskin from the Mishnah, you're allowed to say over Mishnah even though you drank revius yayin. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Aimer, Yachai was able to say. Av Talmud, even Talmud also, Talmud Leim Alahiris. He yells, even Gemara, you're allowed to stay over as long as you're not saying it over B'Teras HaPsak. Even though from the Gemara you could paskin, as long as you're not saying it over B'Teras HaLoch HaLamaisa, you're allowed to say it over. So Mer says, come on, also, who's the goal like Kodotan that we learned? Yotza Sheretz Tomei Utzvadei Tor. If somebody wants to tell you, a Halacha, that a Sheretz is Tomei, or that a Tzvadei is Tor, even though Shesuyi Yayin Marvin Ben, even though you drank wine, you're allowed to say this halacha. Marvin Boy Ro. So who does this go like? The Chorneim Rabbi Yosef Yehudi. Because according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, he was the one that says, even Talmud also you're allowed to learn. So if we're allowed to say this over. And not like the Rabbanim, Blair Rabbanim. The Mor says, no, Afilu Taimur Rabbanim. Vashani Yochad Izu Korbe Rav. Here, even the Rabbanim say you're allowed to say this over. Because everybody knows this. That's a Pesach in Chumash. So to say over such a simple halacha like this, that's not called a psak. Like everybody knows this. A psak means a dove chiddush. But to say over, it says in the chumash, that anybody can say over even when you're shikah. Yeah. Rav, have, kizdukah be Rav. Yehu. Omer Rav, halacha k'Rav Yosef Yehuda. He paskal k'Rav Yosef Yehuda, that he holds what? Even Talmud you're allowed to learn. Rav Mishum Shikras. I Rav did not like say even a shir in Gemara when he was shikras. See, even Gemara didn't say over. Tamura says no. Shani Rav was different. The Oira Moira. That Rav always used to paskin, used to ask him shailas. For Tamura's question, so what? For Nakim Leluri. Why don't we make? He should still give a shir Yom Tov in the afternoon, just he won't paskin. Even though we drank one, he would tell me, let her learn. Let him also give a shia then. Tzmura says no. Kalecha de Yosef Rav, wherever Rav used to sit, lo sagi le blahiro, wouldn't be enough. Like he was a poisik then, and everybody always came to ask him questions. So therefore, lemaisa wouldn't be possible to say, let him learn without answering questions. Everybody used to ask him shailas. Therefore, that was his minig, that on Yom Tov, after he had his suda, he drank the wine, he would not give a shia or learn then. Because he didn't want to paskin then, because he drank the revius of yayin. Now the Mishnah says, Yesh oichla chila akha, sometimes you'd want a chila v'chayiv oleh arba chatois. The yosh mechad amon oshim. How is that? Tomei, your tomei, shokla chila, you ate fat, v'yu noisim in a mudoshim, and this fat was noisim from a korbin, and yedrin im kippah, v'yichayiv fu chatois. Rameyroimim hoyu Shabbos, for your tzir chayif, you'd be chayif for carrying it on Shabbos also. And we'll just said back to Menem and Hashem, carrying is not Menemim. We're talking about Isurim of eating, not Isurim of Hoytso. Yeah, all right, we'll stop here. Holding that for you, Dalar and Aleph, you know, just to start the last mission again. You give them a base here. The last mission was that Yosh Oichol Achil Achas Vachiyov Moleh Arbor Chatois. Sometimes you could eat one kezayis of food, and you chayef for that four different chatois, the Yoshimech and one Karbonoshim. How could that be? Tomei, if the person himself was Tomei, Shochal Chalif, he ate Chalif, so he's chayef a chatois for the Chalif. For Hoya Nicer, the piece of meat was also Nicer, Mina Magdoshim was from a Korbin, and since he was Tomei, so he's Chayiv a Chatis for Chalif, for the Yisr Nicer, for the Yisr Tomei. And also Yom Kippur, he added on Yom Kippur, so he's Chayiv a Chatis for Yom Kippur. And for the Magdoshim for Hegdish, he's Chayiv an Oshim Milas. So that's how you have four Chatois and one Oshim Mila. So that's how you have four Chatois and one Oshim. Now Rav Meir says, "Im hoy Shabbos, let's say he ate this on Shabbos, or v'hoytziyu, he carried it out on Shabbos, a chayiv, to have a fifth chatis for the hoytzor of Shabbos." Omulah, the chomza back to Rav Meir, ainu min Hashem, that's not part of including, because we're talking about anissa for eating it. For his hoytzor, it's a different type of anissa that we're not talking about. So it's true, if you carry it out on Shabbos, you'd be chayiv, but we're not talking about that's not part of the cheshbon. Therefore, they only count four and one oshim. Nothing more says.